This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congresswoman Candace Miller, Republican, representing the Great Lakes State's 10th Congressional District. She's also a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. She also released a statement here on Wednesday strongly condemning President Obama for his decision to be part of this coalition going into Libya. She says there are no strong national security interests, and she also says that there's been very little consultation on this, and that if the president's goal here is humanitarian, then there's a whole lot of other areas that could be ripe for U.S. intervention. And Congresswoman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Let's start with the president's decision last week, his announcement after the U.N. Security Council acted. What was it that first alarmed you about how we got into where we are right now?
Well, I think right from the beginning, I was surprised to see the president proceed with this. I certainly was surprised and extremely disappointed that he did not come to the United States Congress and certainly to the American people as well and to make his case, really. In fact, I called for him to come home. I guess he's finally coming home from Rio or Chalet and other places that he's been, but he should have been explaining his case to us, I believe. First of all, what is the United States' vital interest in Libya? What was the scope? What is the scope of the mission? How does he actually define success? And, you know, his best cost estimates as well. So I've had a lot of consternation about this action from the very beginning. And as I watch this thing unfold right now, the president, in my mind, has still not made the case. I don't think he's really has an international consensus on this. And I think the sooner we're out of there, the better.
Have you gotten any explanation from his subordinates at the Pentagon, State Department, anywhere else that explain what the imminent national security interest might be?
I personally have not. I'm not sure what they are talking about to the Republican and Democratic leadership. So that part, I certainly am not privy to that or what he may be telling the members of the Intelligence Committee and either the House or the Senate. I don't know about that. I'm trying to gather as much information as I can and certainly reading what's happening in other countries, how others are reacting to all of this. The president, for instance, says that he had the support of the international community through the United Nations and the Arab League as well. But, you know, the resolution, 1973, the UN resolution, you had 10 in favor, and then you had 5 who abstained, and, of course, including in that not only Russia and China, but some of the NATO members as well. And I mention that because it appears as though they are now moving toward NATO taking a commanding role in this. And as I understand it, I think it would require unanimous consent from NATO. And, you know, when you had Germany and Brazil, which, of course, the president was just visiting there, and India as well, these are some of the NATO members that were not in favor of the UN resolution. I'm just not sure where we are going with all of this. And let me just say this. I absolutely understand how terrible it is of what Gaddafi is doing to innocent civilians. I understand that. However, if the president is going to use the United States military for purely humanitarian purposes, then I think he needs to tell us what this standard is going to be, because there are plenty of places around the globe where you could intervene, I guess, with military for humanitarian purposes, if that is going to be a standard, whether that's, you know, in Sudan or Zimbabwe or we didn't go into Iran. Now you see unrest in some of the other Middle East, Eastern nations, Bahrain, et cetera. So I'm just interested to know what is the standard and at what point is he going to be committing the American military for humanitarian concerns where we have no U.S. vital interest. Look, I'm not sure who all of these protesters are in Libya. We like to believe that they're freedom-loving people that want to have a Jeffersonian democracy. I'm not sure who they all are, and I guess I'm interested to know the best intelligence on that as well. Who are all these protesters? And, you know, there's some people that even say that some of them could be affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Who can even imagine such a thing? I don't know. I'm not sure what it all is. But, again, if it's for purely humanitarian interests, who are we trying to save? And if we are going to do a no-fly zone, and we are not going to have any mission creep, therefore we'll have nobody getting on the ground game here, you can already see that the civilians that are there, if they are truly innocent civilians, which I'm hoping that they are, that way. But, I mean, if that's the case, they're still being massacred by Gaddafi's tanks and his troops. So if it's just humanitarian, we're just going to have a no-fly zone, but then we won't go in. It's all very unclear to me, and particularly, as I say, without a vital U.S. interest that is clearly defined, success that is clearly defined, I don't think we should be doing this.
We're talking with Michigan Congresswoman Candace Miller, and Congresswoman, it's been interesting that supporters and opponents of the president's policy have referenced the Iraq War to make their point. Some in favor of this policy have said, look, we went into Iraq in 2003 knowing this is a person who was hostile to the United States. They say Gaddafi has sponsored numerous terrorist attacks against the United States, primarily about a generation or so ago. But they say this is someone clearly has American blood on his hands, and if it was right to go after Saddam Hussein, it's right to go after Gaddafi. How do you respond to that?
I would say a couple of things to remember, particularly in regards to Iraq. If we think about Iraq, first of all, talking about a no-fly zone, we had a no-fly zone in Iraq for about 10 years. And that was one of the principal reasons that President George W. Bush said we had to go into Iraq, not only the weapons of mass destruction that he thought Saddam had, but also this no-fly zone. And then we could argue now whether or not going into Iraq was the right thing or the wrong thing to do, but I'll tell you, at that time, President Bush came to the United States Congress, and he made his case, and he had broad bipartisan congressional approval. If I recall, in the Senate, I think there were 90 of the 100 senators. I believe it was 90. Anyway, it was an overwhelming majority who all voted in favor of the president's plan as he made his case to go into Iraq. I wasn't in the House, and I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but it was overwhelming, the bipartisan majority in both the House and the Senate. And so this is a very different situation. The same thing happened when we went into Afghanistan. Again, the president came, the Congress approved. Even when we went into Kuwait with Bush 41, President Bush then, again, Congress approved those actions. So, I would say this. There's no question, I think. I know a lot of people are saying that there's a constitutional problem here, that the War Powers Act, that the president possibly has violated that. That is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I think there's no question that the president is commander-in-chief. He can use American power to defend our national interests, particularly if he thinks it's an emergency. I also believe that when he uses that power, he has a responsibility to seek the broad support of the American people and the consent of their representatives in the United States Congress. And the Congress is the governing body that reflects the will of the majority of the American people. And where is he making his case? His first place he tried to make his case was in Brazil, as I say, in Rio, apparently, where he was at a press conference. This in a country that had just voted against the the UN resolution, apparently.
Yeah, they abstained from it. One of five nations on the 15-member Security Council to do that. Last question for you, Congresswoman, and that relates back to the UN Security Council. The president, in his statement on Friday, basically said that he was comfortable doing this because it had been approved by the Security Council. As you mentioned, he hadn't come before Congress. What do you make of the president deciding that it was largely up to the Security Council as to whether or not this was a good idea?
Well, I don't think that the American military and its troops can proceed into a military type of a situation based on a UN resolution. Yes, we want to have the United Nations with us. We want to have a coalition of the willing with us if we are going into a military excursion because of U.S. vital interests. But the most important thing that we have is approval from the United States Congress and the American people. And in this case, as I said, the president did not have either. Obviously, the Congress, where we should have a debate, where we will have a debate next week. I'm sure you know the Congress, unfortunately, is off this week. That's why I said, why didn't the president ask for this last week when everybody was there? The Senate was in session, the House was in session, the president was in town. Even if he wasn't sure if he needed the approval or not, he could have sought the approval, then he would have had it. He would have had it, and he could have used it if he needed it or not. Instead of that, he chose this other path. And again, I just think that it is I don't think this is in the vital interest of the United States. I think he should pull our forces out of the coalition.
Congresswoman, we'll be watching how this debate plays out when you all do return to Washington. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Bye now.
Appreciate it. Congresswoman Candace Miller from Michigan's 10th Congressional District, member of the House Homeland Security Committee. Michigan Republican Congresswoman Candace Miller represents her state's 10th Congressional District, member of the House Homeland Security Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.